Foreign countries. That is, the second edition. Now, that's the second time that we have sent books all over the world. And what we say in those books, the one that we have here, nobody from nowhere can disapprove. Now, you just can't do that. The fact. So, we have sent to all over the world. Now, I said that for this reason. Those people that are here for the first time are new people. That they might know and they might realize that there is something to be put. And you can't refute. You can't be stupid. Now, I know. And you do too. Anything you say, somebody is going to say, I don't believe you. I disagree with you. Well, that's the big thing to do. I told you that in the year 1931, that Yahweh Elohim caught me up to heaven and revealed to me his purpose from beginning to end, down through the ages and dispensations of time. And this is now my 40th year that I have been preaching and teaching this doctrine. I did what you call mixed tradition. I'm doing it for 40 years. And I have never told you anything but what didn't come to pass. I told you about what's happening all over the world. I told you how it was done. I told you that if it didn't happen like I said, don't come back, there won't be no truth. Right. Now look at that. People have been healed of all kinds of conditions. They said they may look in my face. We have all the various miscellaneous types of academically trained professional people. Every vocation and walk of life. And there is somebody here or there somewhere that is as smart as you are. Do you understand? Now, all of them. And they recognize, and they realize, and willing to confess and admit that they have previously been thought wrong. And incidentally, some of them are teachers that come to this school from other organizations. So I want you to know now, before I go any further, and let you know that this is not a fly-by-night or some hallucination that we have come up with in these last days. It is not a new thing.
Okay.
It is an old thing. It reaches clear on back into the Godhead itself and to this, right? And all down through the dispensations of the nation. It's the same Yahweh Elohim now that it was then. And it will be the same in the future as it was in the past. Now, I have told you many times, and which I'm going to bring to your attention as of now. I told you many times that I was assistant pastor in the Church of God. And to cut that real short, I was excommunicated. Put out. Now, if it had been all that bad now me, I wouldn't have told you that. I didn't realize at that time that Yahweh was working with me. And I was hurt. Hurt real bad. And cried many nights. My soul was wet with tears. Because I had no way at all of reconciling those threats. I didn't know myself. What it was. And for 2 long years of my life, I took my little dog, went up to the swing, a moment, this thing, a good thing. That day, and I looked at Nick. And I wondered to myself. Now, this is what was in my mind. The 17th after that was in my mind. How did the Apostle Paul say that? That Yahweh had appointed a day where he would judge the world of life by that man who he had ordered. If this be true, I thought, here, there ought to be someone that we as the people on this earth in order to be even justified or condemned, there ought to be somewhere that is stated in the Bible that we might know the difference between right and wrong. That we might understand. Now, it's going to have to be that with me. You see? Because if he did not have no way whereby if it proved to the world that they were either right or wrong, then it would be an absolute impossibility for him to judge the world in right out. That couldn't be done. Do you understand what I tell you now? If he didn't have a way, some people are hard of understanding, I've got that done too. If he didn't have a way to tell the Pharisees and the scribes and the Sadducees, see, what was right and what was wrong, see, then he wouldn't be justified in sending a man away to the next, or to hell or to the next. And in that, there wouldn't be no God. There cannot be a God without a person.
Right.
And you cannot send somebody into oblivion or destruction without presenting him with some truth and some righteousness. Now, it doesn't make any difference how stubborn he is and how much resistance he puts up. And his failure to acknowledge the truth, there's a way there to lay it down. And you can't get it. Now let me give you some temptation. Now here, the prophet spoke about the resurrection. That's why Messiah said, I am the resurrection and life. Let me catch this thing down. Still marching there. Right. Now there were those of that day that didn't believe in the resurrection, the fact. Now let's get modern right now, today. And get choices. Now, if the farmers did not believe that them seeds that they planted in the ground would come up,
you know what I'm saying?
Do you think they'd be laboring out there for a green sign on the land? Now, I don't care how big a fool you are.
Right?
Now, that's the end of your story. Then seeds come up. Now, just like he was planting these old new stones, he come up. Right? All of this is saying that it is.
Right.
And when this phonetic fluid that's generated in your masculine organs and infected into the female, that too is a seed.
Right.
What takes place? A child is born.
Right.
In other words, he comes on out in the earth. He already set me right in the face and said, you're wrong. Now that's what all of nature is. It is definite. It is positive. It is basic. It is
concrete and dogmatic and irrefutable proof that Yahweh does exist. Now that is the production of the untold magical Adam and Hagen. That's just all in his mouth.
Didn't ask what church you belong to. That made a difference with us. Get fooling. Somebody said, well, I believe this, and somebody else believes something else, and so forth and so on. I don't care what you believe, you think it's true. Can you disprove?
No.
It doesn't make any difference what color you are, you think it's true. Now, these are ways that Yahweh has chosen to present this evidence to the world. And in it, he will be able to judge the world in righteousness by that name whom he hath ordained.
Mm-hmm.
Everything, every animate and inanimate object in the universe, including you. Well, let's begin. Take formed and animated in order to prove the divine authenticity, the unerring accuracy, and the absolute infallibility of the purpose of Yahweh. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Now that is what we're after in this proof. We want to know the truth. My God is presenting the truth. You can accept it if you choose, or reject it if you want to. I discharge my understanding of it. Now, if I tell you that I was caught up to heaven, and Yahweh revealed by Spirit, his purpose, I told you this before. When I saw the vision, I did not understand. And let me think, now save you. But John on the outer path, saw the reason. And there were some things about it that he didn't understand. And right in that,
mm-hmm.
Y'all can find it like Revelation. I don't have time to go into all of it. It said, now the Jesus got saw.
Mm-hmm.
But he loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to tell him what the significance of this and that and the other was that he saw. He had me over the revelation. Now I'm saying this. Say, I saw a vision. And after I saw the vision, I didn't understand it. So then the meaning of it was revealed to me. And after it was revealed to me, I knew right then. There wasn't any need for me to go out. I try to preach nothing to nobody. Mm-hmm. Except my mouth as tight as a clam. I took my little dog and went back to bed. But now I wonder, how I'm going to get over to the world. Right in there, out of cold, just making me talk. Just couldn't start without one. I don't understand all that stuff you got. One person said it looks to me like a family. Well, you may not. But after it's explained to you, you find out if there's anybody that's ever been in the world that can't fix it. Did I take you apart? Cell by cell, atom by atom, it will analyze you, inside and out, the things that you think, negative or positive, it's got your number. And we have never had nobody that comes to this truth and stayed around you. But what didn't happen to me, that it was like. Now listen, I want you to know this. Now, there's a way to tell you to say this. I bet you don't have nobody out of mind. No, yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have somebody out of your chest. We totally do. See? Now, the reason why I said that, see, we have people in these very certain so-called churches. See? Now, that God matters. They believe they're righteous. I'll get to that in a few minutes. They believe they're righteous. You can't tell them anything. They know they're right.
And when it comes to discussing or sitting down discussing something with somebody, they want you to shut up and listen to them.
They think they got all that. See? Now that's just not so. Now for those kind of people, we have had quite a lot of them come and stand in this book. Out of any of the different people you want to talk about, including yours, stand right in this book and permit to say anything they want to. But now listen, after I get through listening to your testimony, which I will do, I want you to hear mine. Son of Paul said it was so important that they'd run in here and speak for the crowd, you understand, about an hour, and then he's glad he's happened to run off, you know, and we cut that out. See, I don't want you to have nobody else in this book, but they can't hear our side of the story. Now, if we've got patience enough to listen to yours, then you listen to ours, right? Now that's the only way we're going to ever get checked. Right? Now when you get up here to tell your story, you tell what you think. I want you to know this. There's people in this group that really know what it is all about. And they're reading. And from what you say, they know whether you know it. Now we have a set of scriptures, if you choose to call it that, read tonight. And I know everybody didn't hear it. So I want it read again. Not particularly the first part of it.
Would you read, please?
Read loud, clear, and distinct. You listen.
Now the Spirit speaketh in flesh.
Now listen, it didn't say Paul, folks. It didn't say any of the apostles come. See? Now when you start to read something, you pay attention to what you read, see you say. Now this is Paul's epistle or letter to Timothy. And he is telling Timothy, who was a young man, and he had the gift of prophecy. He's telling him, since he has the gift of prophecy, what is in the future? What the Spirit says about the future? Say the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter days, that is in the close of this age.
Some shall depart from the faith.
Some shall depart from the faith. Now I just could say to you, what faith? If you don't mind standing there a minute, I'd like to confirm that. Jude.
Beloved, when I gave all diligence,
I was deeply concerned. He's writing this epistle, like me to the Jews, saying to them, beloved, when I gave all diligence, I was earnest, I was sincere.
All right. And I gave all him to last.
Unto you,
of a common salvation.
Of the common salvation. Now you got one of them uncommon things. See, but this is a common salvation. What salvation means to be delivered. And everybody has got to be delivered this way, so therefore it is a common thing. See what I mean? All right. Bring on that
head. It was needful for me to
write.
Now, this, it was necessary.
See? I need to write to you. See? Now, if it hadn't been necessary, it wouldn't have looked. See, that's all.
See? It was necessary. I needed for me to write unto you.
Now, if he had been right there with the magazine, he could have told him face to face, but he wasn't there for his writing to him. All right, read.
And it taught you. That you should.
Whether you do or not, you should. Earnestly
contend for the faith. The fifth is the text. The letting the God of many. Not a few, many.
They'll depart from the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this. Giving heed to seduce and spirit. There comes along one will.
Mm-hmm.
See? He's got one doctrine. And he's seducing you to come over and join his gang.
That's right.
And another one over there, he's coming along seducing or persuading you to come over and join his gang.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a philosophy and a doctrine. See? You said it was necessary. You see? To me, the right. Paul says the Spirit speaking is better. You got in the latter days, this will happen.
Yeah.
Would you like to argue?
No.
See, you got the Roman Catholic. You got the Protestant.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You got the Baha, you got the people of Luke, you got the Mohammedan.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean?
Okay.
You see? You got the Methodist, you got the Baptist, you just got all the other kind of a thing. Did you want to say that they're not around? See? Somebody's been seduced into something.
Right.
And it was not the doctrine of reconciliation.
So you see, you've been persuaded all along.
By these seducing spirits that are incarnated in physical bodies, posing as ministers of life, or doctors of divinity, priests, cardinals, reverends, and whatnot. All right, we know about that.
It was needful and necessary for me to write a funny story that you should, but you should earnestly contend for the faith, which was once delivered unto you.
No, not thank you.
No.
No. Thank is a word that's originated in purest divine etymological meaning of it. It is that its derivative or its root from the Roman Catholic Church.
Okay.
And it has no meaning in that Bible.
All right.
You know what manner of love is this, which the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called saints.
There are certain men.
They crept in unaware. See? Holding
as ministers of life. See? And you wouldn't know it.
And they crept in unaware. You see? And then what?
Who were before or hold? See? Now look, folks. I don't want you to miss a beat.
Just reading the Bible don't mean nothing.
That's right.
Unless you understand.
Mm-hmm.
There's the satanic spirit that was cast out of heaven. And they come on down to the garden and read. so there were men alone.
Mm-hmm.
That they come all the way down.
Yeah.
No brand new thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a war in heaven.